Looking at the end times, and I think I'd shared before some of the audios. Maybe you have seen them in the group where we started looking at the end times, and we were looking at in Matthew chapter 24, where Jesus described that the signs of the end that will come on the earth, you know, and what we've been seeing is that. There are many signs that Jesus spoke about that will happen when the end will come, and before the end, if you go to Matthew chapter 24, from verse 4, Matthew chapter 24 from verse 4, it says that don't let anyone mislead you, for many will come in my name, claiming I am the Messiah or I am the Christ. They will deceive many, and you will hear of wars and rumors of war. But don't fear, these things must take place, but the end won't follow immediately. Nation will go to war against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines and earthquakes in many parts of the world, but this will only be the first of the birth pains with more to come. Then the Bible says, then you'll be arrested and persecuted and killed. You'll be hated all over the world because you're my followers. And many will turn away from me and betray and hate one another, and false prophets will appear and deceive many, and sin will be rampant everywhere, and the love of many will grow cold, but the one who endures to the end will be saved. And verse 14, and the good news about the kingdom will be preached throughout the world so that all nations will hear it, and then the end will come. So verse 15 says, then the day is coming when you'll see what Daniel spoke about, the sacrilegious object that causes desecration, standing in the holy place. Dear reader, pay attention. Those in Judea must run to the hills. A person out of the deck of the roof must not go down to the house to the park to park. A person out in the field must not return even to get a coat. How terrible it will be for pregnant women and nursing mothers in those days. And I pray that your flight will not be in the winter or in Sabbath, for there will be great anguish than any other time since the world began, and it will never be so great again. In fact, if that time of calamity is not shortened, not a single person will survive, but it will be shortened for the sake of God's chosen ones. Therefore, if anyone tells you there is a Messiah, there he is, don't believe them, for false messiahs and false prophets will rise up and perform great signs and wonders so as to deceive, if possible, even God's chosen ones. See, I have warned you this ahead of time. And then it continues to say that, okay, maybe just verse 29, it says that. Immediately after the anguish of those days, the sun will be darkened, the moon will give no light, the stars will fall from the sky, and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then at last, the sign that the Son of Man is coming will appear in the heavens, and there will be deep mourning above the people of the earth, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heavens with power and glory. And he will send out his angel with a mighty blast, and he will gather his chosen ones from all over the earth. So today we are to look at what we call the Great Tribulation or the Tribulation Period. And you know, tribulation or trial means trouble. And in the last days, what we see is that there's going to be a 7-day period of trouble. But in those not 7 days, 7 years, but in the 7 years, it is going to be divided for 3.5 years. There will be trouble, yes, but then after 3.5 years, there is someone who the Bible calls the Antichrist, who or also is also called the beast, will now have power over people. And now it is where it is described as the Great Tribulation, because there will be so much trouble that people would run away, would wish to run away. That's what the Bible says, that when there'll be so much trouble, that if those days are not shortened, you know, that they will be shortened because of God's holy people. Because if those days are not shortened, it will be so terrible. And that's why I said, in that time, when people who are, if you're in the roof of your house, don't go down to park. If you're in the field, don't run back to the house to pick your clothes. It will be difficult for pregnant women, for nursing mothers. And the Bible is telling us that in those days, you know, you will wish that, you know, that the world, you know, the stones will cover you, or things will, you know, will hide you. People will look for death, but death will run away from them. The time of the tribulation is really going to be a difficult time. And we're going to read in Revelation chapter 13, which also describes what the Antichrist will do. So if you can open our Bible to Revelation chapter 13, and we are going to read from, you know, from verse, okay, we'll read from verse 1 up to 10, because it gives us some of the, you know, the things that will happen when the Antichrist will come. And the Bible says, "Then I saw a beast rising up out of the sea. It had 7 heads and 10 horns, with 10 crowns on its horns. And written on each head were the names that blasphemed God. The beast looked like a leopard, but it had the feet of a bear and the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave the beast his own power and throne and great authority. And I saw that one of the heads of the beast seemed to have been wounded beyond recovery, but the fatal wound had been healed. The whole world marveled at this miracle and gave allegiance to the beast. They worshipped the dragon for giving the beast such power, and they also worshipped the beast, saying, 'Who is as great as the beast?' They exclaimed, 'Who is able to fight against him?'" And just to describe this, we say that the beast is the Antichrist, the dragon is the devil, and these are symbols that are used to describe these people. Then verse 5 says, "Then the beast, who is the Antichrist, was allowed to speak great blasphemies against God." And this is what you call when someone speaks against God. And this is what the Antichrist will do. "And he was given authority to do whatever he wanted for 42 months. And this is the time we're saying, in 3.5 years. At the end of the 7 years, which is the tribulation period, now we have what is called the Great Tribulation period, which is now the 3.5 years of in between. And the Bible says he was given authority to do whatever he wanted for 42 months. "And he spoke terrible words of blasphemy against God, slandering his name and his dwelling and those who dwell in heaven. And the beast," verse 7, "was allowed to wage war against God's holy people and to conquer them. And he was given authority to rule over every tribe and people and language and nation. And all people who belong to this world worshipped the beast. They are the ones whose name were not written in the book of life that belongs to the Lamb who was slaughtered before the world was made." And verse 9 tells us, "Anyone with ears should hear and understand. Anyone who is destined for prison will be taken to prison. Anyone who is destined to die by the sword will die by the sword." And then it says, "This means that God's holy people must endure persecution patiently and remain faithful." And if you jump to verse 16 of the same chapter, it says, "He required everyone, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to be given a mark on the right hand or on the forehead, and no one could buy or sell anything without that mark, which was either the name of the beast or the number representing his name." Wisdom is needed here. Let anyone with understanding solve the meaning of the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. His number is 666. So let me just summarize what is happening. Jesus told us the end is going to come. There are going to be signs. You see, there's going to be earthquakes. There's going to be, trouble on the earth. You see all these pestilences. There's going to be plague. We have seen corona is coming. We have seen monkeypox is coming. There's going to be all this trouble. Then there's also going to be increase in knowledge. You know, people will know many things. We can see there's increase in intelligence. Then there's also going to be wars. There's going to be rumors of war. You can see in many countries there is war, there is conflict, there is nation turning against nation. You know, the leaders are, you know, overthrowing other leaders and things like that. You see countries are fighting against other countries. So the Bible tells us that all these are signs of the end of the world is coming. And then also what is important is that the gospel, which we have read in Matthew, shall be preached to the ends of the world. So that means that even as this trouble is going on, the gospel of the kingdom will be preached. So that is why you see God has allowed even the technology to increase so that people can preach the gospel. I mean, we're in different places, but even we can pray together, you know, we can read the word of God together. And when this is there, such that, you know, God can... You know, God can teach us, and there is the gospel being preached. And the Bible says, after the gospel has been preached to all people in the world as a witness, then the end will come. Why is it a witness? Because when we preach to people, it does not mean that they will accept. But our job is to preach. The choice of the person is to whether accept the gospel or to refuse. Now, we cannot control what someone does, but what we can control is that we preach. Now, it says that now after, you know, when the end is now about to come, there is someone who is called the Antichrist who will come. And what we are told in the 7 years, at the beginning of the 7 years, he will pretend to be a man of peace. So he's going to show world peace. He's going to ensure that the whole world is in peace. Some people believe maybe he will come through the UN, or some people believe maybe he'll be an Israelite, or some people believe maybe he will come from, you know, one of the superpowers. But what we can tell from the Bible is that this person who will come, who will be the Antichrist, will be a world leader. And he will have, you know, there will be a sign that he will have been shot and then he will come back alive. And now because he's coming with the power of the devil, what we see is that he will first pretend that he is good. And everyone will say, oh, this is a great man. He will have, you know, authority. But then at the middle of the 3.5 years, you know, just before now it becomes the real trouble, what will happen is that he will now change. And he will say that I am God. He will exalt himself against God. He will now fight against anyone that is a Christian. And this is what we see. Already now there's people hating Christians. You know, there's hatred for Christians. But you see the Bible, why it calls it the Great Tribulation, it shows that it will be worse than any other trouble that has ever been. And the Bible says that he will be given authority to wage war. You can imagine, he will fight against the believers, against every tribe and nation and people and everyone. Now, the only difference is God will have separated two kinds of people. There are those who are the people of this world, and there are those who are the people of God. Now, the people of God are those whose name is written in the book of life, in the Lamb's book of life. Those who have believed in Jesus are those who... their name is written in the book of life. But those who have not believed in Jesus, they will worship the beast. Why? Because there's going to be trouble. And you can see he's going to persecute. He's going to wage war. He's going to even conquer them. He's going to kill Christians. He's going to, you know, put people in prison. He's going to put people by the sword, kill them by the sword. But God is telling us that we need to remain faithful and endure persecution. And even remember, we read in Matthew 24, he says, if those days were not shortened, it will be so hard. So God in his mercy shortens those days to be only exactly to the end of the 7 years. That is the end of the 3.5 years where the trouble begins. And what are we told? That he will even create a statue for people to worship it by force. Now, if you don't worship it, you must be put to death. And then also we are told that he will also, you know, force everyone to buy and sell without you. For you to buy and sell, you must have the mark of the beast. Now, what was that mark of the beast? We are told the mark of the beast is a number, 666. Now, for you to, it will either be on your hand or on your forehead. Now, if imagine you're going to buy something and you must have a mark that shows that you believe and you worship the beast. Now, if you don't have it, you're either killed or you can't buy or sell. So you can imagine how much trouble it is. Maybe you're a mother, you have your children, you want to buy for them some milk, but without the mark of the beast, so they're even saying it's not even money. Yes, you might have the money, but without the mark of the beast, you cannot buy or sell anything. But you see, anyone who believes in the Lord Jesus Christ will not have or will have a choice either to take. If you take the mark of the beast, then that means that you don't believe in Jesus. But you see, if you believe in Jesus, you will be ready to die, because if you're killed, then you now go to heaven as a martyr. And in that point, then it is where the Bible says that those who have washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb, because they died, they came out of the tribulation, they were persecuted. So in the time of the great tribulation, the Antichrist will be given power over the Christians. And what I believe is that these are some of the Christians who will be left behind. Because there are two thoughts of belief. There are those who believe that in the middle of the seven years, the church will be raptured and taken away. But then there'll be those who will not have believed in Jesus, who will now be in trouble, who will now be saying, "Oh no, I wish I believed. I wish I was found ready, like the wise virgins. I wish I was found ready." But because they were not found ready and the rapture happened, they will now go through persecution. And those ones, for them to pay for their faith and for them to go to heaven, they will pay for it with their lives. They will pay for it with their lives. Why? Because they did not believe in Christ, or rather they believed in Christ, but then they did not wait patiently. They were not faithful until the last moment. Now, because they were not faithful, then the rapture happened. They were caught unawares. Jesus came and took his people and took them in the air. And because they were not found faithful, then now they are left under the mercy of the Antichrist. Now, the Antichrist now tortures them and kills them, but God still has mercy on them. That's why he shortens it to only 3.5 years. Because at the end of the 3.5 years, Jesus comes back and he defeats the Antichrist with just the breath of his mouth. And so in that defeat of the Antichrist is where now you will see that now Jesus will come and rule on the earth for 1,000 years. Now, in that 1,000 years, and we'll look at it also, is that in the 1,000 years, other people who never believed in Jesus will still be on the earth, but they will be now seeing that people in Jerusalem, where Jesus is ruling with the Christians, are prospering. And they will be seeing, they can't enter, but they are just seeing these people are living a glorious life. Why? Because Jesus will have to rule on the earth physically for 1,000 years, which we call the millennium reign of Christ. And when he rules on the earth, then all the nations, at the end of their 1,000 years, the devil will be released. And he will now come and want to fight against Jesus. But then that is the final battle where he will be defeated. Then after that, what will happen is now judgment for all. Now that is where now people will be judged. The dead who have risen will be judged. Those who did not die in Christ will be judged. And those who did not believe in Jesus will be thrown into the lake of fire, and which the Bible calls the second death. So just to summarize what we have been learning is that in the last 7 years, we will have the Antichrist will come. He will, first of all, enter to be a man of peace. He will cheat people. People will follow him. They will say he's a great man. He will unite the world. He will even bring peace between Israel and Palestine. So, and then they will start building the temple. Then, in the middle of the 7 years, he will change. He will now sit in the temple and say he is God. People should worship him. He will be given power. And also, we've also said in the middle, the rapture will happen, where Christ will take his church. Those who are left behind will now go through the great tribulation. anyone who was not found ready when Jesus came and took the church, and still believes in God and still, you know, put his faith in Christ but was not ready, will now be persecuted. He'll be persecuted, will be killed, taken to the sword, you know, taken to prison. People will be forced to put the mark of the beast. And remember I said, right now, even the technology for the mark of the beast is there. You can imagine right now, nowadays they do barcode scanning. Huh? But even now, people have developed microchips that, if you see, they put it in the hand or in the face where it even has all your bank details. You know, like the way you swipe your card, you will just be swiping your hand, you know, with the mark. So there are many things that technologies are already in place that are being made in preparation for the Antichrist. Because what we see from scriptures is that there is also the spirit of the Antichrist already at work, even though that man himself is yet to be revealed. He might be there on the earth, but he is not yet revealed. So when that happens, then now he will say, I am God, there is no more God. I am God, everyone must worship me, and anyone who wants to still be worshiping God must be put to death. Now, those days will be terrible. We have seen it will be terrible for pregnant women. It will be terrible for if you're in the roof, don't go down and park. If you're in the field, don't go back to the house. And there will be so much trouble. And I've not gone into so much details because there are so many, you know, things that, you know, the seals, the trumpets that God speaks about, you know, of how many destruction, you know, there'll be economic issues, there'll be trouble, there's going to be pestilences, so many things will happen. These are the signs of the end of time. But what the Bible tells us is God's people must endure persecution. The Bible tells us that let us be encouraged. These things are not to make us fearful, but to prepare us. Because if we are not ready, then we will just live lives carelessly. We will not be worshiping God. We will not be, you know, and when trouble comes, we will fall away. But God is encouraging us that he's warning us ahead of time that let us stay faithful lives in believing in God. Let us stay faithful in trusting in God. Let us stay faithful in waiting on God. Why? Because if we are faithful in waiting on Jesus, then this trouble will not come for us. Because now these people, after the 3.5 years, those who will die in that time, why they will have to die is because they were not raptured, and because they did not believe in Jesus, or they did not stay faithful there, they will have to pay for their salvation with their own blood. And I want us to just see one final verse as we close there. And it says that, let me see if I can get it, where it says that these are the ones who come out of the, you know, of the great tribulation. Let me see, just a second. Yeah. Let me see if I can get it. These are the ones. Yes, okay. Revelation chapter 7, verse 4. Yeah, let's just look at that final verse as we conclude, then we'll take some questions. Revelation chapter 7, verse 14. Okay, we'll read from verse 9. Okay, from verse 9 it says, after this, I saw a vast crowd, too great to count, from every nation and tribe and people and language, standing on the front of the throne and before the Lamb. They were clothed in white robes and held palm branches in their hands. And they were shouting with a great roar, salvation comes from our God, who sits on the throne and from the Lamb. And all the angels were standing around the throne, and all the elders and the four living beings, they all fell before the throne with their faces to the ground and worshipped God. They sang, Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and strength belong to our God forever and ever again. Verse 13, then one of the 24 elders asked me, who are these who are clothed in white, and where did they come from? Verse 14, which is our verse, it says, and I said to him, sir, you are the one who knows. Then he said to me, these are the ones who died in the great tribulation. They have washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb and made them white. That is why they stand in front of God's throne and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will give them shelter. They will never be hungry again or thirsty. They will never be scorched by the heat of the sun. For the Lamb of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will lead them to springs of life-giving water. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. So, this is what God is saying. Even though we'll go through the trouble, at the end of the day, we will be clothed in white before God. And when the angel asked, who are these? He says, these are the ones who have come out of the great tribulation. Because God will rescue his people. And when, even though they are killed on the earth, they will stand before God. And the Bible says, never again will they be hungry or thirsty. Never again will they see the heat of the sun. For the God, the Lamb will be their shepherd, and he will give them life-giving water, fountains of living water. So we have hope. We have hope that even though we shall go through the great tribulation, at the end of the day, we who have put our faith in God, even though we are persecuted, nothing shall separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. God will keep and protect us. So I want to stop there, and I will welcome questions. I will also, at times I do record the audio, so I'll be able to share the teachings afterwards. So go ahead, you're welcome, my sister, if you have any questions for based on the teaching of today. You're welcome, and it's good to have you this morning.
Yes, it is good to see you too.
Yes.
Okay, I have just one question.
Yes, please.
You said the number is 666.
Yes.
In the Bible.
Yes.
So, why it is 666? Will it be exactly 666 or other than, or anything that represents
666?
This number?
How? Yeah, so the people who have different understandings. Now, I will give just some general ideas. Now, there are those who believe the number 666 is actually a number. It will have to be 666 in that the number will either be written or on your hand, but what we know, it will be a mark. Now, the 666 could also be a symbol, like an image, like the way at times you can see 666 can be hidden in some, there are some designs of some companies which have like six, it's, if you look for it, like you see that they are circles, so the six is hidden, you understand, eh? So it, okay. It could be a number, it could also be a symbol. It could be hidden even in, like, let's say, a barcode or something like that. But what we know, without that mark, you will not buy or sell. And if you take that mark, that means you have accepted to be of the Antichrist. That means you're not going to heaven and you die. And you will go for judgment. But any Christian in that time who refuses will be killed. So if you refuse, then okay. They kill you, at least you will go to heaven. But at least those who will have believed will be taken by rapture. So at least we will not face that time where you are forced to take the 666. That's why we are told to be ready.
We should not miss
the rapture. And that is why it is important. That's why we say, let us teach people. Because at times people don't know. We don't know, and then when the last thing happens, we are caught in trouble, but then also 666 also could be a representative of, like like Trinity in a way, you know, because the devil also has his Trinity. Eh? He has the false prophet, the dragon, and the false Christ, the Antichrist. So it could also be six representing his Trinity of the devil. The devil, because he's trying to copy God in everything. So it will definitely be a mark of the devil. But that's what I'm saying. For us, it's not to fear, but it is to be ready that we should not miss the rapture. Every day when we wake up, just keep our faith in God. So we are going to pray. And if you have a specific need, we can pray for it. Then we can pray together and we meet again tomorrow. Yeah. Okay. We can pray and then let's pray. Our Heavenly Father and Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we worship your holy name. Thank you for this morning that you brought us as a family to hear your word, and indeed as a church to be taught by you. Thank you for teaching us about the word of God, about the end times of God, because you do not want us to be ignorant. And I thank you for my brothers and my sisters who shall listen to this audio, and even my sister who's joined in this morning, that we know that you know the needs in their family, you know the needs in their life, you know everything that concerns them, oh God, that Lord you shall answer, oh God. We pray for breakthrough, we pray for wisdom in understanding the scriptures. Indeed, there are many things for us to know and to understand, but I pray that you shall help us understand, and we shall be warned, we shall be taught the word of God. And each and every day that you allow us to meet, may we be taught and directed by you. I pray even as we go ahead to do our work and our businesses, whatever we do, bless us, bless the work of our hands, protect us from every evil hand of the enemy, and keep and sustain us. I pray all this in Jesus' mighty name we pray and believe. Amen. God bless. Shalom.